These are the last days, and it behooves us to live like it. During this last stretch of time, the world will abound with uncertainty. It will be filled with the results of man's evil imaginations. Transgressors are come to a fool. Daniel 8:23. Separating unto God, diving into His Word and His promises with diligence is required. The contradictions against God's promises will be formidable, but be assured that God is never late, God is never wrong, and God never fails. His Word, filled with life-giving instructions, commandments, and promises, is established in heaven and stands supreme over all of God's detractors, all. There is a series of features on God Said Man Said which deals with the words we speak. Visit or revisit the subjects listed below, for they are surely needed now. The following marvelous promises are for you and your personal circumstances. 1 Corinthians 1:20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Philippians 4:19. By my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. These promises are good for those who have believed upon the Lord Christ Jesus and surrendered to His authority. Have you made that glorious decision? Are you ready for the sure promises of God? Would you like to be born again? Born a second time when all your sin is forgiven and your shame expunged? There's good news for you. The doors of salvation are open wide today. Click on to Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 19:9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Man said, the Bible is written by men, just mere men, and it is not the inerrant Word of God. Now the record. The Word of God found in the majority text, King James Version, is so marvelous to read. Truly, it is a lamp unto one's feet. This God Said, Man Said feature is number 419, which again will prove the glorious inerrancy of the Word of God. These features are archived in text and streaming audio. On this site, every Thursday Eve, God willing, it grows by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're so glad you've come. Why do the antiquities of civilizations all carry such common accounts of the world's beginnings and of sundry epoch events? Societies of all stripes that share no link to the Holy Scriptures express this amazing commonality. It is because the common root truth was passed down to all. Skeptics wonder why the biblical account should take precedence over other ancient writings. We will cite three of the multiple reasons. 1. The Word of God's meticulous scholarship confirmed by archaeology, paleontology, geology, etc., as well as ancient historians. 2. The faithful preservation and transcription of the original text. 3. Of empirical importance regarding the Pentateuch in particular, the first five books of the Bible penned by Moses. These words are the first-hand, eyewitness, hands-on account of the Creator Himself. The Scriptures are not a general hand-me-down word-of-mouth tradition, but a first-hand account. I'm sure this will surprise some, but atheism would not have been a relevant issue prior to the flood in the days of Noah. Noah's father would have been in his 40s when Adam, the first man, died. The world's beginnings and the fall of man was communal knowledge. The ancient civilizations all have an account of the world's beginnings, which invariably includes a creating God or gods. The first man is made of dirt. The ancient Miaotzu people of China meticulously trace their genealogy back to the world's first man, and his name is literally dirt. The name Adam in Hebrew and Akkadian means earth or clay or red dirt. Was there a real Garden of Eden? Was there a tree of life? Did man fall due to sin? Do ancient extra-biblical civilizations record such a place? The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature in the beginning, part 3. The following excerpts are from Haley's Bible Handbook. The particular spot which tradition has fixed the site of the Garden of Eden is a group of mounds 12 miles south of Ur, known as Eridu, Abu Sharam. It was the home of Adapa, the Babylonian Adam, the Weld Prism says the first two kings in history reigned at Eridu. Ancient Babylonian inscriptions say near Eridu was a garden in which was a mysterious sacred tree, a tree of life, planted by the gods whose roots were deep, while its branches reached to heaven, protected by guardian spirits, and no man enters. The ruins of Eridu was excavated by Hall and Thompson of the British Museum, 1918-1919. They found indications that it had been a prosperous city, revered as the original home of man. The region around Eridu, excavations have revealed, was densely populated in the earliest known ages of history. It was for centuries dominating center of the world, a region where many of the oldest and most valuable inscriptions have been found. Ur, home of Abraham, was 12 miles from Eridu. Pharah, traditional home of Noah, was 70 miles away. Obeid el-Ubaid, where the oldest known historical document was found, was only 60 miles from Eridu. Lagash, where immense primitive libraries were found, was only 60 miles from Eridu. Nippur, library center, was 100 miles from Eridu. Erech, Nimrod City, was 50 miles from Eridu. Larsa, where Weld Prism was found, was 40 miles from Eridu. Babylon was only 150 miles from Eridu. Early Babylonian inscriptions abound in reference to a tree of life, from which man was driven by the influence of an evil spirit personified in a serpent, into which he was prevented from returning by guardian cherubs. Among the information on these tablets is a story of Adapa, so strikingly parallel to the biblical story of Adam that he is called the Babylonian Adam. Adapa, the seed of mankind, the wise man of Eridu, blameless. Then he offended the gods through knowledge. Then he became mortal. Food of life he ate not. Sickness he imposed on the people. The gods said, he shall not rest. They clothed him with a mourning garment. See Price's Monuments in the Old Testament. Other traditions of the fall of man include the Persian. Our first parents, innocent, virtuous, and happy, lived in a garden where there was a tree of immortality until an evil spirit in the form of a serpent appeared. Hindu, in the first age, man was free from evil and disease, had all his wishes, and lived long. Greek, the first men in the golden age were naked, free from evil and trouble, enjoying communion with the gods. Chinese had a tradition of a happy age when man had an abundance of food, surrounded by peaceful animals. Mongolians and Tibetans had similar traditions. Teutons, the primeval race, enjoyed a life of perpetual festivity. All barbarous races have traditions of a more civilized state. The original story of the Garden of Eden was no doubt told by Adam to Methuselah, and by Methuselah to Noah, and by Noah to his sons. And in the national cultures that followed, it became variously and grossly modified. Greek literature speaks of the first woman created and tells of a mysterious box given unto her by one of the Greek gods for the purpose of punishing man. The following paragraph is from Wikipedia under the heading Pandora's Box. Pandora had been given a large jar and instructions by Zeus to keep it closed. But she had also been given the gift of curiosity and ultimately opened it. When she opened it, all of the evils, ills, diseases, and burdensome labor that mankind had not known previously escaped from the jar. But it is said that at the very bottom of her box, there lay hope. End of quote. The commonality of accounts is the product of a common root. All religions of the ancient civilizations performed animal sacrifices unto their god. The Word of God records that the first animal sacrifice was offered up to God by Abel, Adam's son. Another example is Noah and his family when they debarked from the ark. According to the Bible, the average lifespan of man prior to the flood of Noah was 911 years. This account has drawn considerable mockery from the unbelievers, but only those who are willingly ignorant. Numerous ancient historians report this amazing phenomenon. The following subjects in part deal with this issue. The worldwide flood in the days of Noah that destroyed every creature that had the breath of life in its nostrils, with the exception of Noah and his family, as well as the creatures aboard, is a certain reality. There are numerous features on Gods and Man Said that outline various discoveries and research from the field of science that say an emphatic yes to Noah. Now, take into account that there are hundreds of ancient civilizations that tell a very similar story. For more information, you can review the following amazing features. We could go on to regale you with marvelous biblical reports and with ancient and not so ancient accounts of dinosaurs and firing flying serpents living contemporaneously with man, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, or the mystifying missing day of the Bible, etc. And you will see the ancient root of common knowledge. You must take a few minutes and click onto One Long Missing Day and the Cry of the Skeptics. Be assured that God's word is true in every instance. Build your life upon this solid rock. God said, Psalms 19:9, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Man said the Bible is written by men, just mere men, and is not the inerrant word of God. Now you have the record.